Hello, parents and carers. It's Mr. Kelly here, head teacher of Parkside Community School. A slight change this year in terms of the letters that I'll be sending out to all parents and carers. I'm also going to record an audio version for those parents and carers who will benefit. So sit back and I hope that you get the information you need as we look forward to starting the academic year with your children. So I hope you had a really safe, happy and restful summer break. As we get to the start of the new academic year, I want to warmly welcome those students back, and we'll be doing so at Parkside on Monday the 8th of September at 8:25 of our bottom gate. And we're really excited to build on last year's successes, not just across all the elements of attendance and behaviour and rewards, but also, of course, the GCSE outcomes that our children received in the outgoing Year 11s, which were a vast improvement on last year and very, very good. So we're very thrilled, really, to ensure that your child achieves their very best as we look to start the new academic year. Firstly, I want to share some information around parental information evening. So on Monday the 8th of September after school, we are going to warmly invite all parents and carers to attend a parent information evening. The sessions are a really valuable opportunity to hear directly from myself, but other Parkside staff about the year ahead and how we're absolutely going to support your child to thrive both academically and personally. If your child is in Key Stage 3, which is Year 7, 8 and 9, then we will welcome you to the school hall at 5 o'clock. If your child is in Key Stage 4, that's Years 10 and Year 11, we welcome you to the hall at 6 o'clock. So during the session, we are hoping to share some key updates on our curriculum, so what the children will learn, the pastoral support available, and of course the enrichment opportunities and the extracurricular opportunities, the trips, the rewards, and all the things that we can do to support your child. We'll also speak to you about how you can best support your child's progress throughout the year and how we can work in partnership to get the very best for the young people that we have in our care. And therefore, we really strongly encourage all families to attend because your involvement plays a really crucial role in your child's success at Parkside. A polite reminder, secondly, in terms of our standards and expectations, we're really proud of our standards here at Parkside, and we really ask for your support in ensuring that students return ready to learn on Monday, but also a polite reminder on our uniform expectations. So from Monday, we revert back to our normal uniform. It's no longer the summer uniform, and therefore we expect all our students to wear their blazer. This must be worn, black shoes, black knee-length pleated skirt with black tights or black trousers, white shirt and tie, a plain black jumper is optional. Nails must be natural, so no acrylics, extensions or colours. We only allow stud earrings, so no hooped earrings at all. And any sort of necklaces must be under the shirt. And of course, we ask for natural hair colour. So we really appreciate your support in ensuring that your child is ready to learn and they come back. And these standards really reflect our belief that smart presentation really supports positive behaviour and pride in our school community. If your child does require a new blazer or PE kit, you can order that via our website, and please do so as soon as possible. But also within the actual letter version of this letter, the written version, there is a link which takes you there directly. So please look for that if you require it. Thirdly, I want to speak about homework and equipment. Now, homework, as you know, plays a vital role in extending learning beyond the classroom, and all homework will continue to be set and monitored through Satchel One. So please encourage your child to use that platform, Satchel One, regularly, and please do familiarise yourself with that as well. If you need any support with Satchel One, please contact us here at school, as we know the actual gains that children will make if they complete their homework, and we hope that parents and carers can support that. We do expect students to return fully equipped for learning, so a black pen, a green pen, a pencil, a ruler, an eraser and a suitable school bag. So we expect all our young people to come to school every day with a school bag. In terms of our communication moving forward with parents and carers, and the vast majority of families have already done so, if we could ask that everybody has downloaded and makes use of the Arbor Parent app. This really provides key functions for parents to carers to view, such as attendance, school information and access to your child's reports. And of course, it's worth noting that school lunches or food that's purchased at brunch must be paid through this Arbor app. It's the most effective way for you to stay connected with your child's progress and school life. Again, if there are any issues or you'd like any support with the Arbor Parent app, please get in touch with the school. In terms of rewards and opportunities moving forward, we are absolutely committed to celebrating the effort and achievement and positive behaviour. And I know that our Best in Lesson initiative was incredibly popular with students last year, and that will continue. We have some really exciting trips organised and experiences and some plenty of rewards planned for all year groups. And we'll be sharing those in due course with students in the Welcome Back Assemblies, but also as the year goes on. And we really do look forward to recognising the hard work and dedication of our students. So finally, if there's anything we should know about your child following the summer break, whether it's a personal event or a challenge or an achievement, please do get in touch with us. We just want to make sure that we are able to provide the right support for every student so they can absolutely thrive from day one. Of course, Parkside Life is always online. Please access our Facebook sites, our Twitter or X sites and Instagram. We'd love you to join us there as we celebrate student achievements this academic year. Key events, reminders, daily highlights, all these platforms absolutely showcase the spirit of our school and our community. A few reminders before I finish of dates for the diary. So I've spoken about the students' return. They return to us on Monday, the 8th of September at 8:25. Also that evening, we have the parent information evenings, which I've mentioned already. So 5 o'clock for Key Stage 3 and 6 o'clock at the school for Key Stage 4. Worth noting is on Wednesday, the 10th of September, we have school photographs. And we also have our Year 5 and Year 6 open evening on Monday, the 29th of September. So we look forward to seeing some parents and carers who have younger siblings who will be joining us the next academic year. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for helping us maintain the high standards that makes a school such a school we can all be proud of. And together, I look forward to working in partnership with you to ensure that this year is successful and rewarding for your children. I can't wait to see your child return to us on Monday. We've had an inset day today, and we have one on Friday, and all staff are incredibly excited. We can't wait to see them. Okay, take care.